What did Cinderella say when her photos did not show up?
Damn. I don't know what she said.
Lost my slipper.
Brittany, what did Cinderella say when her photos did not show up?
That's all the way out there. I don't know, Yana.
Someday my prince will come.
Welcome back. We're back. Episode 4, Black Golden Girls. We here. What's up?
Okay.
Whoa.
I got feeling. It's my Friday. Oh, today your Friday, Paige? You don't have to work tomorrow?
No, tomorrow my Friday. My bad.
You too excited.
It's been a long week.
Bro, I'm excited.
There go that rose coming out. There go that blonde. The blind side of you. Well, I'm glad we back, y'all. This is episode 4. Our topic today is going to be social media etiquette. How's everybody doing? Tell us a little bit about your week. What's been going on?
This is Brittany Sierra. My week was a little raspy because I've been stuffy all week long.
Oh, no, not stuffy.
Stuffy all week, but my week was pretty
COVID
good.
Over there?
No COVID.
Thank God.
Other than that, I'm good.
Yana, how was your week?
My week was fine. Didn't do much. Had a little family over. I'm still recovering from that, but other than that, it was good. What about you, Paige?
My week was good so far. Ready for the weekend, ready to celebrate the 4th with family, child out on some good food, and start back this diet on Monday.
Lord, we fat.
Oh, gosh. A diet, new diet every Monday.
Every week.
Every Monday.
I start this Monday.
Every Monday, we start a new diet. This week has been good for me so far. I'm glad, like Paige, tomorrow is my Friday. I'm going to be coming to Florence to see my child. I miss my child. She's down in quarantine in Florence or whatever. And
her birthday
jealous.
Coming up, too. It's their birthday month.
Why I got to work?
Yeah, it is birthday month for everybody.
Why I got to work?
Work when?
Friday.
Then we can start on Saturday.
They want their hair done for the weekend, for the holiday weekend, so they can get COVID in their club.
So go to the club tomorrow.
The club open?
Yeah.
In Florence City.
Don't seem like it ever closed, really.
They're going to be coughing. They're going to be coughing on Monday. Fever on Tuesday.
Keep your 6 feet. Keep your 6 feet, dog.
So, Brittany, what would you have been doing if you was off Friday?
Oh, laying in the bed, twiddling my thumbs, you know.
Oh, that's what you wanted to do?
Just relax.
Well, you might as well go to work.
I feel like I need to relax.
You was off all last week, sis. you was off. All right, y'all, we're going to move right along. I'm glad everybody's doing good. Glad everybody's back. Good to come together. We're going to move on. We got the front page news. What's going on, Paige?
Hello. Today in front page news, a Mississippi mother of 5 by the name of Atasha Brunson recently had Facebook users terrified when she went live and documented her attempt to take the lives of herself and her 5 children. Atasha apparently discovered that her boyfriend was married and became so upset that she thought that the only way out was to take their lives. My God, mental health issues. How do y'all feel about that?
I feel like it's real. Like, it shouldn't be ignored, or they shouldn't talk about her and call her out her name. It's real. She needs help. And that was probably something deep that she couldn't take at the moment.
mental health is very real, but I feel too that sometimes we confuse needing help for wanting attention.
Well, she did say that she dropped her phone.
I felt like she wanted attention from that man.
Yeah, because when I guess DSS got involved, she recanted and said she would never do anything to hurt her children or to, you know, put their lives in jeopardy.
But should a man make you go that far though? Like, that's just too much.
I don't think a man should make you go that far, but if you're dealing with mental health issues, and
yeah, I was about to say,
yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if she that got man mental was your life,
attention for it's still mental health. Her seeking attention, like for something like that, when you got to play about you about to die or something is really wrong with you.
Really wrong.
True.
That you want that type of attention for you to fake your death or for you to say you're gonna die or claim you're gonna kill
because
but you just wanted attention. You, that's mental health. Something is really wrong with you.
I could never even think that thought of I'm gonna kill my kids. No, or try to
let
kill
alone
my
myself.
Exactly.
I ain't brave enough to take myself out of here. It takes more strength to take yourself out of here than to stay here to me. I can't do it.
Exactly.
But I won't say, people never know what they'll do in that moment. So I do hope that she gets help for herself.
I would just say, with this story though, for people that do have mental health issues, please seek somebody.
And don't
sit on somebody's chair.
Don't get on the Facebook. Don't get on social media. Seek help. Don't seek social media.
And don't be ashamed about it.
Yes. Because social media.
Everybody been there. Everybody has struggled with mental health in some way, shape, or form. Just not as extreme as that. But everybody has. So I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. And a lot of people are speaking out about it now. So definitely seek help. Like it's.
And there's always other options than that, I would say.
Let me say, I don't want to love a man that hard. Mm-mm. I want a man and all, but I don't want to love you that hard, honey.
And Lord, please don't let him love me that hard either, because I ain't going to be able to have
him.
Yeah, I don't want that type of love. Where you say, if you can't be with me, nobody will.
Yeah.
You don't want to be with nobody else. You go trying to kill yourself.
That's too much love for me. Is that all you got, Paige?
That's all for today.
All right. So we're going to move right along, get started with our topic for today. So in light of that, our topic, social media etiquette, kind of follows right along with our news story today. We always joke about social media, everything. Everybody's on social media. I kind of wanted to ask the question, like, how do you feel about social media? But, like, it's a thing. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. So we're just going to start off with the young lady went live. So we're going to start off, you know, like, talking about going live. How do y'all feel about live? Do you think people should go live? What are the reasons for going live? Going live, yeah, and they, what y'all think?
I think you can go live. I don't think nothing is wrong with live. I think the pointless lives is my thing. Like, don't go live just to say what y'all doing on board. Somebody talk to me. Or you see most people drinking. Like, if you out and having an occasion with your friends, have that occasion. You don't have to go live and let everybody see your live.
Please.
Or if you got a habit, if you want to smoke it, what you want to smoke, people don't need to see that. People don't need to see what you smoking or what kind of stuff you brought. Like, that's what I think. If you came up on, I'm listening.
I feel like people should go live for, like, celebrations, like weddings, baby showers.
No, do not go live at my wedding. No,
I'm saying if they want to go live about something, let them go live about something positive, not nothing negative.
Go live if you got a
doing the learning.
Yeah, for your business. Go live for that. Don't go live for nothing with me in the room. No.
I feel like with this somebody COVID, having a gender,
it could be helped. Yeah, COVID and people can't attend the gender reveal.
Like gender
maybe
reveal
you could, stuff like that. Maybe you could go live. But I feel like a wedding should be a little bit more intimate. It shouldn't be with everybody. Yeah.
So
not the wedding per se, but like a reception. No. You know how sometimes they go
party, enjoy the moment instead of trying to get everybody to enjoy the moment with you. Like, even though I will look at lives, but I'm just saying,
not mine.
I don't even look at lives. My attention span too short to keep my camera up on.
I'm gonna touch it and then get out. You right.
Well, I'll look at them, but when I find out that they know I'm looking, I'll keep on going because I don't want you to know I'm looking at your live and you are
that right there.
I listen anyway.
I don't join the live. I listen to the live, but you ain't gonna say, "Oh, Brittany Sierra, hey girl, how you?"
Out.
Yep. Don't call my name. Out.
I remember somebody had put a live up at a church service, and soon as they was singing or something, and I got on, and they was like, "Hey, how you doing, Paige?" So I got right out of service. First of all, you ain't finna call me.
Or like, I just no lies. Even if you out on a date with your boo, with your bae, anything, don't go live. No. Enjoy the moment. Like, with your man, do what you want to do.
But I do have my people that let me into their live, like the little influencers on social media. Like when they go on a date with their boo, I sit and look at the live and I listen at everything, but don't go live with me. I don't like it. When that lady went live the other week, it was about to piss me off.
Oh, while we were sitting in the bar, the lady went live. She only had like three people watching, but
what happened?
We were sitting in the bar, and the lady went live and started recording it, showing everybody,
us. And she was drunk.
She put it on me. I said, "I don't like live." She said, she don't like live. Let me respect people. I got to respect people. She don't like
when you out in the public, you don't know, like, sometimes certain situations can impact a person's job, anything, and you putting them on live acting a whole
That's why I said I'm for it and not for it. Because live have done some great things to this day, like catching people doing bad stuff, and when they could have blamed it on somebody else or something like that. Live is helpful at times. But it's the pointless lies that I don't know.
Yeah, that lady ain't knew if I had an abusive husband I'm running from or somebody looking for me or something. And she got me on there. My locate, no lady. Yeah, I was getting so furious in there.
I don't get furious, but I don't necessarily, I just don't like Yana say, just pointless. Like, people will go live and just go live for nothing. That seemed like attention seeking too. That seemed like mental health. Yeah. That seemed like mental health help. They be sitting up there with one viewer talking about, but y'all do not wait for somebody else to come in. No, ain't nobody else coming.
I seen a video where a lady was like, "Y'all, please stop. If you gonna talk about your business or say whatever it is you gonna say, go ahead and say it. Don't say we waiting for a little bit more people to come in. Go ahead and say it. If they really care about what you talking about, they'll look back at the live. What you waiting for?"
But this would get on my nerves. If you have an audience, waiting is okay. But if you know you ain't got but about two or three people that gonna look at you anyway,
be blowing that smoke out your mouth. No, they breath must stink anyway. Well, the mouth be looking stank.
Oh, y'all be getting real crazy.
We gonna move on. But my pet peeve is when somebody get on social media to bash somebody, and you got all these people, "Please take this down. Don't do this here." Why? Why?
Why they say take it down?
Yeah, I think that's the only time I like live, because I want to see what's going on.
they be like, "Take this down. This is not you. You better than that.
You got court in the morning."
What wrong with that? I don't see what wrong with that. Because I feel like y'all want to know too, otherwise y'all would have been up there. Yeah. Also, you just up there getting upset because you don't want them to take it down, because you want to see.
No, I don't be kidding.
You know it. You just want to be known.
Y'all, come on, man.
Hey, we still on.
It's pointless.
Can you say pause?
I was saying that
so she could talk. We still on.
Ooh.
You guys, the Black Golden Girls all over the place. We gonna move on because Paige done went in the wrong way talking about people's breath. You ain't had no business.
And I'm just mad all the time, mad.
You still mad about the lady from the other week? We ain't got time for y'all. Let's see. We gonna go on. So we know everybody, you know, if you start dating someone, you're gonna want to share your someone with everybody on social media and things of that nature. How long y'all think y'all should be together? Like, what's the proper time frame to post new bae? What's the proper
after time? After we walk down the aisle.
Once exactly. You know it's real. Like, exactly. You probably don't need to post them after the eye.
I feel like it's in this day and time.
Because those husbands like, don't care. They don't discriminate me.
I feel like you have to protect your relationship this day and age at all costs. Because it always be somebody that gonna, they find out that you talking to somebody, two people talking, they gonna try to bring up the past relationships and be like, ooh, I used to talk to him. I wonder if he's still talking
well,
to
you don't place. Now. You don't now.
You don't know what?
You don't talk to him now.
They don't talk to him Rose. Now.
I know that, but why even bring that up? That's what I'm saying.
But honestly, I feel like the proper time is like when you have a strong foundation. Uh-huh. Like, times can vary. Somebody can have a strong foundation within 3. Some of them can still have it not even after the wedding. I mean, you feel like your foundation is strong. And then you propose day. Like, if you know if anybody comes at you with anything, y'all are able to get through it or stand together. But if your foundation is weak.
I don't think I want to post day on social media.
But 2, people need to don't post day too often because you post day in January. You posted a new bed in a family.
Hey, that's our next question.
Hey, you post it too bad. You post it too bad. We gonna talk about that. We get into that. All right, hold on.
Slow your roll. Too much to dip on your chill, babe.
I got something to say about that day.
Sabrina said she got something to say.
Y'all girls real trippy tonight.
I agree. I 100% agree with what Yana said. I feel like time frame can be different. For me personally, I'm about like Paige, after we walk down the aisle, my first post of them probably gonna be like my ring saying I said yes, and you probably still only gonna get hands. You probably still only gonna get hands and hugs and half of a face. But I don't have a problem with people knowing that we together. It's just like putting it out there for Facebook.
So Facebook is like the files.
Facebook
the files
is
of your life or something, like the files, like
yeah, really, truly.
Basically. Like, oh, let me go back to 2019. She had a boo then. Okay, yeah, I see this picture.
Some
like,
people can't.
So you saying it's okay for them to know, but not on your file, like on your record, Facebook, your record or something, like. No, not like.
I feel like when it gets
why is Facebook media, like
when it get to social media, I feel like it goes beyond your group of people. Anybody can see that. People screenshot and send it. I mean, it can go further than what it can go when you.
Well,
just,
what y'all just want y'all group to know that y'all talking? He got somebody else in another.
I'm not gonna be ashamed of. I'm not gonna be ashamed of him. No, I just don't like people in my business. Like, I don't know.
Well, for
but your group can be in your business.
Y'all, my friends.
I don't know, but for me, I feel like once you put it on Facebook, it welcomes a lot more. It welcomes a lot more judgment, a lot more energy that you don't have from just the people that you're around or whatever, and that you feel safe around. But not even only the people that I feel safe around, other people can know. Facebook, like Paige said, it just sends it a little bit further. Like somebody that you ain't seen in 10 years, that ain't seen the man in 10 years, they see your social media where somebody else spread it, and now here they is coming knocking like, where you been? We ain't seen you, we ain't know nothing about you. But it just opens the door for more attack. And like Yana said, if your foundation is not strong enough, for it, then I wouldn't open the door for more attack. But if my foundation is strong, I don't see a problem with it.
But do you feel like it should be agreed upon? Because you know, sometimes the women are post first versus the men or whatever. Do you feel like
we had a long
couple should come to a agreement, okay, this one we gonna post that we together on social media?
Should it be an agreement? The man got to post me first, period.
Yep.
He gotta post me first. I'm not doing it. But like we were saying, so what you
and
say?
I still might don't want him to do that either.
Yeah. So I definitely agree. I guess you got to talk to each other about it. Like Paige was talking about. So our next question, I guess, will be not even a question, but we can just continue the conversation. Go on along to how many bays can you post? Like, is there a limit? If I got a bay this month and I get another bay of 6 months from now, is it okay for me? I feel like our foundation is strong now. To my next bay, can I think about that?
But I'm just trying to figure out how some people can't even get a man, let alone keep a man, but you didn't have about 6 men the whole year.
Paige, that's the part I'm not understanding. How you have a boyfriend for New Year's, a new one for Valentine's Day, another one for the 4th of July.
You had a middle one for St. Patrick's Day and Easter.
And Lord behold, Christmas, you all with another family. You just been with a family 4th of July. How you get all these men and I can't get one? Girl, tell me something.
Please. I agree. Somebody please tell me, because my interval's so doggone far, it don't even matter. We don't even need to count. It's going to be 6 years before you see another man in the way.
I'm blaming mental health, because I'm just blaming mental health. I don't know what y'all got down and got over these heartbreaks that
something's
really wrong with you.
So they using a heartbreak, they using a man to get over a heartbreak problem.
What they call the rebound room.
Did you even have feelings, though? In 3 months,
did you evaluate your own self? Did you do your homework while y'all broke up? Did you evaluate your own self to get yourself together and get your energy back up? I feel
before you move on,
the same thing as like how doctors tell you, give your body a rest before, let your body build itself back up before you have another baby. That's the same thing with relationships. Like, that tore you apart some type of way in a situation. Give yourself a rest before you jump into the relationship again. You cannot do that.
I was just going to say, on top of that, when you do keep posting multiple bays or multiple people that you're in relationships with, that bring it up to other people like me judging you, trying to figure out why.
Because I'm definitely going to judge you by your social media. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to look at you. You're going to either go up or you're going to go down by your social media. Like, no. Yeah, I used to think she was it, but now social media made you corny.
Make
me
look a little different.
She was a good girl in school. Why she keep getting all these boyfriends? There's something wrong with her. She got to be slow. Or she got daddy issues. She keep getting... I'm serious, y'all. I will look at your social media. I think you and your husband going through something, because ain't no way this random, this stuff is quote-unquote random.
Exactly.
I'm going to judge your marriage. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge your professionalism.
Lord,
all
he
on your social media.
I'm telling you,
and the friendship
too. If pictures start going, if you start recording songs and stuff like that, yeah.
Hold on, I sang all the time now.
But you ain't got no posting no baby. You ain't got no husband on social media either. So if I put on something on social media,
and guess what? When she posts. I'm sorry, Peyton. When you post them songs, I'm going to send it to Destiny like, what that boy done did her dog? She sang it. Or she posted when you was playing that R. Kelly. What it is with Ludacris, that shake your legs.
Shaking your legs.
Somebody going to help her shake her legs. She didn't tell
you. You're not shaking her legs.
You my friend. I'm just.
But I listen to that music.
You that Adele had you.
Yeah, she did. But
hello.
It's me. Destiny, will you judge someone by their social media?
I definitely will. I hate to say judge, because people say don't judge, but if we all honest, even people say only God can judge you, we all judge. Like, we all, it ain't even that we're judging you, like judging you, damning you to hell or to heaven. We just making a judgment based on what people
use context clues. They taught us in school to use context clues.
Yes,
so from your social media, I'm getting clues that you and your man not together.
Are not together.
You and your friends not talking.
being, because you taking pictures by your lonesome or something. Like, something, and then I'm using what we learn in school.
As an instance, like when people every week, you posting you in the club, you at the bar, you buying a new outfit for the club. I'd be like, well, gosh, did she ever spend time with her kids? Do they ever do that just by you posting you in and the club?
That's
all
mental
time?
Health. That's mental health. Yeah, Paige, they might be spending time with their kids, Brittany, because you looking like that. But that's mental health when you feel like you got to post that.
Cameron don't want to come home sometime.
Oh, well, yeah. I can tell you that.
Say that.
My kids, now.
Because I be out at the bar.
But you have moments with your kids, too. You have moments with your kids. But even if he don't want to bother you, I feel like it will show.
Now, but if I look at somebody and I know good and well they try failing or struggling or bad child or whatever,
how you know that, social page?
Media, you can tell by social media.
You ain't part of the child protective service. How you know that?
You know how you can tell. You know how you can tell, because the last time they posted them A's and B's and now they done stopped posting. That's what happened. Y'all share everything on they. Everything on they.
So you didn't post the first 9 weeks, the second, here comes the third. We don't see that. Here comes
the third. And we don't see that. I'm just going to guess he flunking.
Let me ask y'all a question. What do y'all judge? What can y'all say about me from my social media?
She stuck up. She fooled.
Britton, I tapped
through all
Shorty
your stuff. Like,
she has multiple personalities.
She has multiple personalities. Who are you today? Brittany? Who are you today?
I tap through them snaps on Facebook. I don't know. I don't really be.
I'd be like, she real bored. She need a man. Cause she laying that bed all day.
Laying that bed talking about people boy, being joking.
I'm like, dang, that girl bored. She
and not with, like
she spent her whole day on Snapchat and you got
not
to
like with Facebook, but like with Snapchat. I don't see it more so on Facebook, but on Snapchat, when people snap, you can tell like when they wanting attention too. They'll be showing like they body or saying
trying to get them DMs up.
Yeah, like posting them throwback pictures. Good Lord, I'm so tired of watching looking at some people throwback pictures. I just saw them yesterday. You want to post them again? Run them throwback.
Or take
pictures.
Me back, Florida. Or take me back, my
back to back. People say that a lot of people like to scream.
Y'all gonna get deleted today.
A lot of people like to scream that everything is so random. I'm just posting random memes. I'm just posting, man, they don't that lie.
You found that random, so you just got a photo that said random memes, and you just search it and go to number 19 and get that random.
I'ma just pull that one out today. No, you like the meme because you can identify with it. Like, don't just try to make like you don't identify with it. You do. And if you was happy right now, you wouldn't be posting that. Like, your emotions show through your social media. If I feel myself getting upset or getting aggravated, I'm like, let me put this phone down.
And I think how Paige said, I think sometimes too, when I do get dressed, I want to dance and vibe in my Snapchat now. So don't say that too. Like that. I want to vibe.
Everybody want to look
that's
good.
That's what the thing. How we doing, Brittany? Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody want to look good now.
So that's
why it becomes
I'm feeling a little Aisha Curry or whatever today.
But when you do it every day, all day, it's a problem. I feel like it's a problem.
I be on social media every day, all day.
But you don't be doing certain stuff every day, all day. When you have a pattern of doing the same thing over and over and over again, something wrong.
Brittany, do lay in that bed over and over. So what is wrong?
I don't know.
Lazy.
I don't know.
Look at us. See how we judging people by their social media or getting content clues. That's why.
Yeah.
You got to watch.
Because I sure be done fixed something out by somebody's social media. I figure it out in a minute.
And 9 times out of 10, we put it together. Don't we, Brittany? We be putting
but
it
listen,
together.
Put it right together.
Don't y'all dare. Don't dare have a man that love to snap and post it. You love to snap and post, but y'all in the same location.
We put it together.
I know that arm. I know that watch. Oh. She put that plate. She put her
she
plate.
Just said that same candle in her background.
Oh, and he up there taking a picture like this. Look at that watch. That same watch. They together.
They together.
Shout out to it too.
Shadows tell it too. Don't wear sunglasses. Do not
pay attention, y'all. Ladies, pay attention. Shadows tell.
Didn't we find out somebody was talking based on their pictures one time? We put it together like, oh, they had the same on the same trip, ain't it?
Plenty of times.
Several times. Which time?
So when I get a bae and I go a bae, I ain't post.
No, when I get a bae, you can't post because I'm posting. You the one can't post, though.
I think it's an assignment too. You want people to experience your hair. I know that you have.
But
too.
On a serious note, I know people that post every move. I'm at the movies. I'm going to get something to eat. I'm leaving home. I'm doing this. You post
getting
all this
a Ruby,
stuff.
Rob. You keep posting all this.
Somebody can rob you. Somebody
stop
can.
Like, I'll see you later next Thursday. Like, y'all
going on trip. I wonder why your house get broke in.
I got to do a 16 a day. I got to do a double a day. Lord, be with me. Oh, okay. You gonna be gone from home for 16, 17 home. Y'all know. Okay.
Like, you putting everybody in on your every move.
Got to let everybody know you beach bond with your non-spelling self. It's beach bond.
But that's, you got personal just now.
I can't stand minds with that S on the end. It's M-I-N-E. Ain't nothing. Minds. By, mind. By stuff, not minds. Mind.
Yeah.
Just an educational quote for the day.
They be ready to be bond somebody.
Might as well. I've been there just morning.
No, here go. Shut that door, y'all. Shut the door.
Yeah, we from Florence, South Carolina, boy. They talk all kind of.
Yeah, we talk like that just morning.
One more question for y'all. How y'all feel about men being on social media? Because me personally, I don't be wanting my man to be all social media. I don't want no man to taking no selfies and stuff like that.
So, I don't want my man taking no selfies. I don't want him posting on there. I don't want him doing nothing. Boy, you better not, like, I don't want to get up there and see you liking everybody's picture. Matter of fact, just delete your stuff. Play with me. I feel like it brings out the female in the woman when they feel like they got to take a lot of selfies. They feel like they got to post. You want more attention than me. Like, I really feel like it's something wrong with it. Like, I don't like a man that you barking too big. I don't like a man that barks too big. Like, he wants the attention. I just like my man laid back, quiet.
Okay, yeah.
The older I
real
got.
Low-key.
The more I like a low-key man. I don't want all that talking. Shut up.
Brittany, because all your men do talk, boy.
They you like to talking talk. Men now.
You had a little stutter, too. Hey, Brittany, what is that? You had what are you to talk like?
I don't like my man on social media, but the type of person that he is, I don't even argue with it no more.
But he don't do too much, though.
He don't do too much. He's too laid back.
Man, you gotta be posting them clothes like your choice, man. I don't want you.
Oh, Lord, please get out here with these clothes.
I asked the man, I said, who broke your heart?
Yeah, I was.
Why are you putting out her quotes? You heartbroken.
Look,
that was lonely. Like, yeah, who broke your heart?
I posted on one man said, I say, boy, you be up here crying about women every day. Good Lord, you need some tissue.
The only thing you could get a long post about in a status or cry about is a football game. Right up your status, like, man, I thought my Cowboys is gonna win today, but that's it. Don't talk about no female broke your heart, but you know what? I'm real. I'm loyal. I'ma do this. I'm gonna hold it down 100. The loyalty, real.
I got money. I don't care about none of that.
Ooh, please don't post that money at your ear. Don't post that girl stimulus attached check at your ear. Don't do it.
Oh, you better not go live in her Nissan. You better not. Don't go live in that girl Nissan.
I love talking about girls with a Nissan.
They be posting their money with their pistols. Know that they rent money and know they ain't got no bullets in that gun, let alone gonna shoot somebody.
Know that they put money paid. change. Yeah, they plug money.
Yeah, they post anyway between the end of the month and the end of the month that they rent money.
That that plug money page, I'm trying to tell you.
That that rent money. That that girl rent money that they didn't took. That what that is.
And he got to hurry up and get it back before she get a notice on the door.
And then the women be coming up closer too.
I'm not judging. If that's what y'all like doing.
If that's what y'all like, then that's what y'all like. I don't want to box. Like, I don't want to box a man in. I can just say that I'm not necessarily attracted to a man that's on social media, because I'm not going to just say that something is wrong with all men that want to do that. I don't want to put you in that box, but you ain't going to be the one for me.
I know one time Brandon had posted an old video a long time ago on social media. Everybody was laughing at it, but it was this one in particular person. They kept laughing and just found it so funny. Me in my head, I was like, I had to comment on it, say, what's so funny? It ain't that funny. What you keep laughing for?
So Paige, I tell you that you don't want your husband on, you don't want your mate on social media, right?
I don't care that he's on social media. That I feel like sometimes people can try and be shady or funny sometimes, or, you know, just trying to be extra. I feel like that person was
But that's
extra.
When your man better know you, because mine's known foo-foo. You better hurry up and deactivate your page or something. Who is that? Who?
Deactivate the whole page, Donna.
And better. Because he know I'm ignorant, and he don't like ignorant people. He getting better. Okay, I'm ignorant, man. She be so quick to be embarrassed. They be so.
You can't do stuff like that, y'all.
But have y'all ever, or do y'all feel like when you in a marriage or whatever, to take a attention or in a relationship to focus on the relationship, to both of y'all get off of social media for a certain amount of time?
I think that's good.
That's what we did, and we decided like. At the dinner table, no phone. So y'all know I'd be like, y'all, let me call y'all back. We about to eat. I always try to make it like a dinner scene. Every now and then I might be tired and me and him will come sit in the room and eat. Like we fed people. But we always promise to do that. Like, let's eat at the table together. The kid's not allowed to bring tablets to the phone, or the phones are there. And like, even eating out, like we just put our phones down and like really focus on each other. And that's just something that we cope with. Like the social media thing, let's get off of it.
Yeah, we gotta work on that though, because we got a family of six, but we only got four tables that are
Well, you know, put them to the kiddie table. Like, if we have company stuff, we got the kiddie table by the big table, or pull up a chair. Like,
you need a Bible style table.
Because growing up, we all did sit there and eat dinner as a family together.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got on my own where I stopped sitting at the kitchen table to eat dinner with my kids and Brandon or whatever. But as
I never had growing that.
Up, we always sat at the table to eat breakfast and dinner.
Yeah. When I was younger, I remember that. But then I remember me and my sister sitting there, and then my mama and my stepdad are going in the room. But I guess that's something that I just felt like we need to do the phone thing, put it down. Like, I just feel like some of that stuff can help you focus on that. And like, being away from social media, you'll have your time. Like, I got a lot of stuff off Pinterest. We start doing questions about each other, like just weird questions that you'll never think to ask somebody, or like just to get to know each other better. Like, we start doing notes or just funny stuff, or just asking about a time or something like that. We haven't been that consistent lately, but we dedicated like a date for us. But we haven't been that consistent, but we'll find a time or one day out of the week to try to do that. I think that helps.
That's good. When I go on dates, I try to put my phone down. And I'll take the man's phone too. If he let me get a hold to it, I'll put it right in my pocketbook with mine. Like, this our time.
Yeah, I agree. Just I feel like you...
That's respect.
Yeah. Because social media has taken over. It has taken over in many ways.
Because some people want to sit on live while they're eating their doggone dinner.
And you can sometimes not even think about it, but you just on your phone because that's your norm. Even like when you go to the bathroom or whatever, 9 times out of 10, you in there with the phone. Like, you can't
or
even...
if I'm...
Yeah, norm and all.
Or even if I'm going to like, let me go on this or message this person back. Let me text this person back, or let me check this, or let me go on my banking mobile app. I just automatically would sometimes click Facebook because it was a routine. If I'm even grabbing my phone to do something else, it was just like a routine. I unlock it and
natural to go to that app. Even like when you wake up in the morning, normally the first thing that you grab your phone. What I missed tonight, during the night, or when before you go to bed tonight, you looking at your phone.
Sometimes, I agree with that. I feel like people should. Facebook can be drain. Well, not Facebook, but social media can be draining. I feel like you can do a refresh button. You allowed it that time. Give yourself a refresh button or a break from social media at times. And
I don't even necessarily think sometimes it's social media, because I can just find myself. I don't even have to be on social media. I could be looking at my emails. I could be looking at news. But it's something that's taking away my attention. Like sometimes the children can come in and I be so caught up at what I'm reading on the phone, I don't necessarily hear them all the time. Or have to repeat themselves. So it's just, you got to know how to separate
your time.
That social media, like Yana was saying, you do need to back up and regroup or something, because you find yourself feeling some type of way. Like, why do I feel like this? Like, why am I sad?
You done read the wrong story.
Oh, I'm just so exhausted. That's part of my problem now. I'm just so
tense. Sometimes so other people's problems, you be putting them on yourself and you don't even know the person, but you just feeling their emotions.
Your heart get heavy for them.
Yeah.
I can't agree to that. I just say everybody can take a break if you can and come back. And maybe you might not like it or be on it as hard.
A break definitely helps. I agree. So, y'all, we was talking about social media etiquette. We kind of ended up saying, take a break. Get out of there. So, correct social media etiquette is take a break from social media, and you will learn some social media etiquette, because it's more to life. It's just more to life. I feel like we get lost in it. We get lost in it and don't really pay attention to life. Like, pay attention to what's going on around us.
I feel like how you saying paying attention to everything. I also feel like enjoy the moment instead of like trying to take the pictures or get everybody else to watch you. Like, get into it, enjoy the moment. Remember this. Oh no, you didn't want chocolate because you said the chocolate wasn't going to match with this, so that's why you chose the strawberry flavor. You can remember certain stuff about moments that you did with your kids or with your husband. Like, you remember this way they got your order wrong instead of being in the phone and not knowing, and I saw how your face looked. It's just like, enjoy the moment instead of trying to
show off the moment and trying to show and prove to somebody else. Like, I feel like so many people use it to show and prove, like, oh, look at this, I'm happy. Oh, I'm here, I'm happy. Oh, I'm here, this fun. Like, it's not, if it's really fun, to enjoy it.
Yeah, I will agree with that. Like, take pictures. I'm not saying take pictures because you want the moments, but just take the pictures for a moment, but enjoy the overall moment.
And then get back to it, I agree.
Or, you don't have to indulge so much in showing it off or getting the attention.
Well, that's a good conversation, you guys, about social media. I think that's, we made some good points through there and got some good laughs. We're going to move on to Brittany Sierra with our business tip for today.
I think last week I was saying something about not letting social media dictate how you move within your business or something. Was I talking about that last week?
No. Like,
don't let social media pressure you to do stuff within your business.
You said follow God, put God first.
You gave some tips.
Yeah, you gave like some just point.
Okay, well, anyway, don't allow social media, what somebody else is doing, to put you at a pace at where you think you should be with your business. Move on your own timing. And with that, I'm going to tell a little story about me and how my salon came about. I wasn't looking to open a salon. That was something that I didn't want. But it came to me. It came to me, and what I thought I was going to be paying with the salon rent or whatever, this and that, I thought I wasn't going to be able to handle. So I kind of tried to run away from it. But talking to the landlord and doing my research and all this and that, it ended up being way cheaper than what I was told. It actually came out either less or equal up to what I was paying booth rent, something like that. So I felt like with it falling all together,
me having all the furniture, like everything falling into place, I felt like that was my time. Right. So I did it. Even worked by myself for, I think, a year or two with no problem, because I feel like that was my time. And so don't try to move by what you see going on around you.
Right.
Move when you feel like everything is falling into place, because that's when it'll be successful. That's when it'll last, because it's not forced. It's for you.
Yes,
I can. I really agree with that. And I always say that some people may push their timing. They want people to feel social media, or they're influenced by social media. They're like, hey, look at this. I got new keys. I got a new house. But you could have waited on a better credit score and got it financed way cheaper. You didn't wait on your timing. You try to make, like, God's timing was really your timing. You try to put it on your timing instead of God's timing.
But they blame that stuff on God too, and it don't be.
Yeah, that's why I say, is it really your timing? Like, make sure it's your timing. Don't fake your timing for social media or your peers, or feel like you got to have something going on because you see it all around you. Like, just wait on your timing.
And even if it is your timing and everything fall into place, you still gonna have fear. But with change comes fear. So once you go to a different level, you're going to be scared. But if it all flowing and going, go with the plan. Just do it, because it's your time.
I agree.
That's my business tip for today.
That's really good, Britt. Good business tip. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to get into our little inspirational segment. I have a pretty short inspirational segment this evening. My inspirational segment kind of follow along with the business tip. And it would just be, it would just be mind your business. My, just as if I had a topic, if I had a topic for the message, I would just say mind your business, and not just in the way that, not just in the way that we think mind your business, like don't mind somebody else's business, mind your business. It's more so like mind your business, like, if you have a business, mind your business. Like, take care of your business. Like, if you're a hairstylist, take care of your business. If you are, like what Paige does, if you do, what do you call it?
Creations.
If you do creations, mind that. Like, for me, I'm in banking. And sometimes, like, I'll see other people doing other things. Like, how Brittany said, don't let social media push you to do something when it's not your time. Like, I'll see somebody else that's getting more numbers than me or getting more loans than me. And that'll kind of discourage me or have me, like, feeling funny. But it's because I'm minding their business instead of minding mine. Like, I should be working on what I can be doing better. Like, instead of having my focus on someone else, I could be like, okay, well, I can get in a little bit earlier, and then maybe I can get this out of the way so I can take the person from the lobby to get the loan. Or just minding my personal business when I feel like other things are coming up on the outside of me that are getting me a little off focus. Just mind my business, because if something is wrong, it'll probably get right if I get right. So I would just say, mind my business. Mind your business.
I need to use that, because I ain't been minding my business too much lately. I've been in the bed.
I know a motto I use for myself when I do my projects or whatever. My motto in my mind is quality over quantity. I try to focus on making sure something is perfect rather than just trying to be all out there to keep up with everybody else. I mean, whether it take me a year to do something, I'm going to make sure it's perfect. Not literally a year,
But I said one episode, you ain't got to be perfect. Start.
It doesn't have to be perfect, but I know what I like, and I'm not going to buy something
you put that out I don't good want quality. Myself.
Yeah, I'm not going to give somebody something that I don't want myself. And I think sometimes people do stuff so fast till you forget about the quantity aspect of it.
The quality.
The quality.
The quality. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. What you really got, Yon?
Well, today, what we got. And you'll check in. My name is Yana, and I'm from South Carolina. Y'all gonna get with it or what?
No.
I'm just playing. So, y'all, if y'all want to ask any questions or y'all want to leave a comment, let us know. contact us on IG, on Facebook, the Black Golden Girls Podcast. We want to hear from y'all. Or send it through our email, blackgoldengirlspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, when listening to our episodes, to like, comment, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their mama and daddy that and y'all need too. To listen to us. And grandma their great-grandma, too. And their Uncle Charles.
Everybody
they need to listen.
Everybody y'all need to listen.
Come on, get with the game. We y'all need to listen to us. Y'all want to be our friends. We want to be y'all friends, too.
If you ain't let gang, you lame.
And gang, 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 gang.
A whole lot of gang.
Black Golden Girls Podcast at gmail.com. Hit us up. We want to know how you feel.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Yon. Do everything she said. I hope y'all was listening. Follow us, email us, all that good stuff. And we out, y'all. Before we leave, I just want to say, arrest the murderers of Breonna Taylor. And y'all have a good night. We out. Bye.
We out.
Bye.
Gang, 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 gang.